Chapter 33, Part 2, Dhatrika. The Pandavas were some distance from the ashram. As they went through the dense forest, Yudhishthir began noticing inauspicious signs. "Do you see how these birds and animals flee toward the sun and pass excrement? This indicates that the forest has been invaded by enemies. Let us return to the ashram. My heart seems to be aching for some reason, and my mind is cloudy. I feel as if I were about to fly out of my body." The five brothers immediately started back. As they raced through the trees and bushes, with their weapons flying behind them, they saw a jackal yelling hideously. Yudhishthir became still more concerned and urged them on. Suddenly, they burst into the clearing where they were camped. There on the ground, they saw Dhatrika, Draupadi's maid, weeping loudly. The Pandavas' ever-present servant and chariot driver Indrasena dismounted and went over to her. "Why do you weep? I hope no ill has befallen the Princess Draupadi. Could anyone have been fool enough to snatch away that incomparably beautiful lady? Dharma's son has become so anxious that he is ready to go after her, even if she has entered the earth, soared to the heavens, or gone to the bottom of the sea. Who today will fall to the earth with his body pierced and torn by arrows? Do not weep, gentle girl, for Panchali will come back this day and will be reunited with her lords. Rubbing her face, the maid said, "Disregarding her five Indra-like husbands, Jayadratha has carried Draupadi away by force. See there the trail left by that wretch and his followers. It happened not long ago. He cannot have gotten very far." Dhatrika looked up at the Pandavas and said, "Quickly, give chase, my lords, lest Draupadi be violently overpowered and, being beside herself, gives herself up to an unworthy man, even as the sacrificial oblation might be thrown into ashes. Do not let the ghee be poured onto an unigniting fire of chaff, or the sacred garland thrown into a crematorium. Let no mean man touch with his lips your wife's brilliant face, as the soma juice might be licked up by a dog through the priest's inattentiveness." Yudhishthir said, "Go to your hut, gentlewoman, and govern your tongue. Kings and princes who are puffed up with their power soon come to grief." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.